Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
Islamadi.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners, this is IRIB English Radio and you're listening to You Station. I am Beta
and I am Asma at your service.
So Asma, this is Your Station again, a new story
and
I'm
so happy to be here.
Yeah, I can see that on your face. So you told us
that means you know the topic.
Happiness. Are you happy with your life?
Oh my God, what a question.
Yeah.
Now, many philosophers, many scientists
are trying to find an answer for that. I'm talking about you.
Well, about me. Well, we're living. Well, nobody has promised us a merry, cherry, happy, beautiful life.
Yeah, la vie en rose.
Yeah, in this world. Life is a difficult thing. And if you do not have difficulties, you're going to be suffering mentally. You know what I mean?
Me, myself, I'm not trying to be happy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to enjoy my life. And I think this joy...
And have you enjoyed up until now?
Yes. You know, I'm not telling you that there weren't difficult times.
Uh-huh.
There weren't, I don't know, difficulties. There weren't obstacles. No, I'm not telling you that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, despite all these difficulties,
yeah,
I try to maintain happy. But happiness, I think, is not just laughing or...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I wanted just to say that. Let's talk about the concept of happiness.
Happiness, exactly. You know, for example, I've experienced this situation so much that I was with my friends, mm-hmm, in a group of my friends, and they were all laughing, joking, and so on. And I was laughing at that time, but deep in myself, I wasn't happy at all at that group.
I know.
You know? And I feel it so much, this emptiness that you feel sometimes with other people, that all of them are laughing at, I don't know, a tiny and easy thing. But you're like, come on, it may be funny, I may be laughing, but I'm not happy.
Tell you something, maybe modernity has also had a great role in changing every single person's ideology about happiness.
Happiness.
You know, maybe if you have asked me about happiness in life 10 years ago, even 5 years ago,
yeah,
I would have been saying something different.
Yeah.
But right now, when you see too many people are suffering, when you see too much of wars, when you see too much of famine all around the world, when you see that there is this impartiality between people, there are some people who are more equal than the others, then I'm talking about all the sad things that happens in this,
yeah,
world, then you as a human being who's got a heart and emotion, you cannot feel happy. You know what? Even if you have all the good things in the world for yourself,
yeah,
but you don't feel happy deep down, because your happiness, I guess, is dependent on the world's happiness. You know what I mean?
You know what? I know what you mean, and I want to add something to whatever you've told up to here. There is a key word here: satisfaction.
Yeah,
and
yeah, that's very important.
Let's skip this satisfaction after a short break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
You know,
you did something that was really true. I don't know, economical problem, social problem, whatever that we can see, we can face, I don't know, in social media,
mm-hmm,
whatever, will actually affect our happiness. But there
yes.
is another thing that I told you before the break, satisfaction.
Yeah.
You know, I think there is a strong connection between satisfaction and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
When you are satisfied with your life, with other people's life, with your situation, you are happy. you know.
Again, we come back to the concept of happiness. Yeah. Sibita, you're a doctor, and in future you would feel what I'm saying right now even more and more. I'm sure you do right now as well. As a human being, when you come to home and then you want to sleep, you put your head on your pillow, and then you start thinking about the world. And then when you remember there is a hospital full of people who are suffering from a kind of sickness that does not have a cure, you're not going to feel happy with life, no matter how much happy you yourself are. See? Yeah. As a person, as a human being who is so much in love with literature, knowing that there are too much of pain in this world, too much of rejection, too much of suffering, too much of whatever makes you unhappy. But the thing is, okay, I know life is not, maybe to me, life is not a happy thing, but life is moving as well.
Yeah.
You know, the earthquake happens in a special place of the earth. After a month, everyone is back to their life.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, so let's go on to this point that life shouldn't be happy.
Yeah. Who you know, there said is that no life necessary. Must be happy?
I mean, there are moments of happiness in everybody's life, no matter how poor, no matter how miserable you are. There are times that you feel happy.
Tell you something, and even in the miserable moments, just like imagine there has been something very sad happening to you. But then in a slight moment when you just get so close to Allah and then you feel like your heart has been touched by His blessings, in the very middle of your miserable situation, you feel happy. And it's not just happy like laughing. No, I feel it in the depth of my heart, a sort of, I don't know how to call it, satisfaction maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that. Or even, let me tell you something like that. I read a sad novel. I watch a sad movie. I look at a sad painting, but from the depth of my heart, I feel some sort of sympathy that makes me feel like there is happiness.
Yeah.
Enjoyable thing. I don't know what to call it.
I know what you mean. And also, there is another thing which I want to mention about happiness. Happiness is somehow related to an environment. And, you know, there is a kind of proportion of happiness, you know. For example, think like you don't have, I don't know, an eye. And you see someone who is completely blind.
Yeah.
He or she doesn't have any eye. And you're like, you feel happier than that person. Because you feel superior. Because you think you have a blessing that other people
that's so sad, yeah.
This is sad, but at the same time, I don't know, make you feel happy.
Yeah.
Because you're not that miserable.
I'm telling you, see, who said that life must be... I'm actually against that notion that people just go around and say, okay, be happy, life is so cheerful. No, life is not so cheerful, just the way you try to make it look like.
You have to maintain realistic, you know. Even being a pessimist is not a good thing.
Yeah, no,
because
being realistic.
Because it will bother you.
See?
Yeah.
Life is a short and temporary journey.
We are
not created for this world. Yeah, we have been asked to work on this world so hard. We have been asked to enjoy every single moment we have. Every single chance that comes to us, we have to seize it. Every single thing and blessing that comes to our life, we have to thank God for it. We have to be grateful for it. Yet, life has got too much of... terrible situations in it as
Whatever you told up to here just reminds me something. There are a group of people who think the goal and the perfection is the happiness. And they think like, okay, I have to be happy. There is obligation in this life to be happy. And I'm going to search for this happiness.
Well, that's goofy.
Exactly. And these people will face emptiness after...
Exactly,
after,
like,
after even a short time.
After a headache that happens to them, they would understand.
And, you know, they sacrifice everything to, I don't know, gain money, to gain prosperity, to gain, I don't know, fame, to feel happy, but they won't.
Well, then, let me just ask the dear audience to think about this, and then us... Go for a short break, and then after we come back, I'll say something.
Stay happy. So, am a cheerful, happy, small, bad.
It's ironic. She's using irony.
You always make me sad by announcing that it's the time to break. So, you know.
But maybe the audience, maybe the listeners would be happy.
Of course. No, no, no.
Maybe.
You shouldn't. There is obligation here.
She's talking to you.
Yeah, exactly. She's talking to you. So,
we
were talking about the concept of happiness and how we should maintain happy. And who said life is all happy? We came to the point that this may be dramatic. Yeah, and sometimes there are difficulties. There are times that you're not happy. This is not a bad thing. Just don't sacrifice anything to reach this happiness.
Exactly. Yeah. And something, when we say that there are too much of difficulties in life, we don't mean that you should be so depressed and look at life as a dark, diabolical thing that has happened to you. No, we don't mean that. Because, you know, if you keep too much of dark things inside your heart and inside your brain, then what kind of a life would it be? You know, I just say that we must be realistic. We must maintain such a realistic point of view to accept all the sad things that I wanted actually to say this thing. After the first loss that happens to you in this world, you would understand that life is not meant to be happy. You know?
Yeah.
When you grow older and you lose your grandparents and they're dear to you, I don't know, whoever is dear to you, when you just come to the point where you think of their loss, you know, you haven't lost them, you just think of them one day not being there, this thing would just itch you from the inside.
And let me add another thing. I think sometimes the pure happiness is not something that will satisfy you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need a bitter happiness.
Exactly.
Sometimes you need sorrow to be happy. And the thing I'm going to tell you is that there are times in our lives that, I don't know, something really bad happens. It was a kind of test, a challenge, a new thing, an obstacle, whatever it is, I faced it. And moving on after this disaster is something that will give you, I think, the true happiness.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I understand.
And I think this paradoxical content in every part of everybody's life exists.
So, again, what we are saying right in here doesn't mean that we shouldn't be grateful to whatever blessing Allah has given us. Because after all, if you compare yourself to the downtrodden, to those people who do not have half of the facilities, half of the blessings that you have, then you would understand how fortunate person you have been, no matter how many things, there are many things that you might think that you lack in your life, but even with the existence of those things, still you are more fortunate than many people.
Yeah.
So this doesn't mean that we shouldn't be grateful, doesn't mean that we shouldn't go forward, doesn't mean that we shouldn't be active, we shouldn't work hard. It just means that please don't be so silly, don't just laugh at yourself, don't mock yourself. Life has never been meant to be a happy thing, because after all, there would be this bitter taste of loss that would happen to every single one of us.
And I see some people that they divide themselves from life, you know?
And yeah, they get detached from life.
Exactly. And they are like, I don't know, I'm an individual who, I don't know, there is a story written for me. I cannot do anything.
Mm-hmm.
This is not like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to seek happiness if you think it'll make you satisfied.
Yeah.
But happiness is not everything.
So then we can rephrase it like this. If you think there's anything that could make you happy,
go for
that. And it's okay, go for that. You know, as long as you're not hurting anyone, as long as you're not disobeying Allah, it's okay, go for that.
But love the life as a whole thing.
Yeah, as true and real as it is.
I do agree with that.
So don't go for hallucinations, don't go for stories that are just imagination. Because the bitter taste of that delusion that is going to happen to you after that is going to be even more bitter than accepting the truth as the way it is.
I have only just one gist. The balance is the key.
Yeah, balance in everything.
Yeah. So thank you, my realistic girl for being here with me. But unfortunately, it was all the time we had for today's episode.
Yeah.
And I have to thank our dear listeners that
for sure
followed us up to here. And I just want you to be happy, but appreciate the sad moments of your life.
Embrace your life the way it is.
Yeah. And I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.